So here's the Deputy Attorney General, Todd Blank, or Blanche. And here he is talking about the Epstein files. Just listen to this. Here we go.
Thank you. You said this is the end of the Epstein, of your review of the Epstein files. So just to clarify, is the public going to learn the identities of the men who abused the girls with the information that you're releasing? And if not, why not? And then I have a quick follow-up.
You just baked in an assumption into your question that I have never said and I don't know to be true. Is the public going to learn about men that abuse these girls? Like, what does that mean? I mean, I don't understand what that means.
Well,
no.
I hit my head on the way in here, and so now I'm pretending I don't understand basic English or what's going on. I hit my head on the way. I think that's what he's going to say next, because that's what that look is. That look is like, what are you? What? What are you? Huh?
what are you? What?
Okay, here we go. Listen to this.
Well, I mean, they're the men who abused the young women through Epstein's.
We said in July. And it remains as true today as it was in July. If we had information, we meaning the Department of Justice, about men who abused women, we would prosecute them, right? We talked about the work that we're doing. That's why I said that. I said this earlier. There's this built-in assumption that somehow there's this hidden tranche of information of men that we know about that we're covering up or that we're choosing not to prosecute. That is not the case. I don't know whether there are men out there that abuse these women. If we learn about information and evidence that allows us to prosecute them, you better believe we will. But I don't think that the public or you all are going to uncover men within the Epstein files that abuse women, unfortunately.
So, no.
Is everyone drunk in this administration all the time now?
That's the Deputy Secretary, Attorney General, I mean. So here it is. Listen to what he admits to here. He admits that the Department of Justice excluded images showing death, physical abuse, or injury from the Epstein file release. Let's listen. So he just said, we don't know anything about anything. We don't know anything about any of these guys, except we do. Except we do know. But listen to what he says.
Any depiction of CSAM or child pornography was obviously excluded. Anything that would jeopardize.
So they excluded all the horrible stuff of C pornography. They excluded it.
Well, tell us the names of who was in the stuff.
Right.
Someone was there.
And who took the photos then? Who took the video or the photos? Hang on. Here we go.
I don't want to see CSAM, but I'd like to know who was doing that.
Active federal investigation. And finally, anything that depicts or contain images of death, physical abuse, or injury, also not produced.
So he's telling you that the most horrible stuff that everybody wants to know about, we didn't release it. We redacted it. All the horrible stuff we're not showing you. The stuff that would prove that there's this ring, we're not going to show you. And so that's kind of stunning. But here's the kind of here. Look at this. Jeffrey Epstein. This is from Jeffrey Epstein to somebody who's blacked out. I wonder who that guy is. Maybe that's someone we would like to know who that is. So where are you? Are you OK? I love the torture video.
Oh, it's good. Well, at least it's good news.
So I'm guessing this is the kind of stuff he's talking about that they're withholding the torture video.
Mm. How about just give me the name?
Right.
Why do you have to redact that? Yeah, that's not a victim.
That's right. Give me who that guy is. That's Todd Blanche. Tell me who that guy is. Maybe that's the guy. And then let us look into it, because we already know through the JFK, RFK, MLK, and now assassinations, and now Charlie Kirk, we know that the Department of Justice isn't going to look into this. So tell us what their names are, and then we'll look into it. But they won't. And I'm going to guess that torture video is one of them. Someone says, our spy was captured after completing her mission. This is Martin Novak. This is on March 10th, 2014 at 7 a.m. Our spy was captured after completing her mission. And then And then Jeffrey says, did you torture her? So this is the kind of stuff they're saying.
Why would you torture your spy? What? What a weird... who's Martin Nowak?
So this was the craziest thing that... So the undersecretary, the deputy secretary, the attorney general says, we don't know anybody. We don't know anything.
We know Martin Nowak.
And then we also redacted all the horrible stuff. The worst stuff we redacted. Come see us on stand-up tour. We'll be in Lansing, Michigan, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Salt Lake City, and Las Vegas. Go to jimmydore.com for a link for tickets.